Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, it is great to have you so much inside the Everyday Saturday community. Thanks to all the listeners all around the world and over 100 countries letting me know that you are out there making Everyday Saturday. And you know how I know? You know how I know? Because you're tweeting me at Sam Crowley on Twitter. You're hitting me up. You're letting me know what's going on. Great tweets, man. Matter of fact, let's give a shout out to some of the peeps on Twitter. Gary Pittman, betting on the new me. Thanks for the shout out. You're welcome. Warren Philo, Green Tea, and Sam Crowley. Combination! 3 exclamation points. Green Tea. That's awesome, man. Put me in the same sentence as Green Tea. Fantabulous. The world famous Chris Ryan now, who we highlighted yesterday. Thank you for the topic of the marathon versus a sprint analogy to Saturday. Thanks to at Sam Crowley for making me feel like a celebrity today. Best podcast ever. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that, my friend. Nate Riggle. Nate, at Sam Crowley, I'm so glad I found your podcast. 30-year-old rookie business owner who needs to hear from someone who gets why it's worth it. Let me tell you something, man. We were all a rookie at some point in time. None of us started out an expert. And that's the beauty of it. Nita. Never ask a broke person for financial advice. Well said, App Sam Crowley. Yeah, that's true, man. Never ask a broke person for financial advice. Getting back to Nate's point, that's an interesting point. You know, 30-year-old rookie puts it out there, just getting started in the entrepreneurial world. You know, we got to start somewhere, right? I mean, everybody. I mean, I don't care who you are. Even Donald Trump and people like that who were, you know, quote unquote, born into a family that had it going on in the real estate investing industry, for example. Hey, you still got to learn, man. Let me tell you something. Dad isn't going to give his business, his entire empire, over to a moron, okay? If you're out there drinking or doing drugs or you're not focused and you're not an asset to the business, guess what? Daddy-O ain't letting that thing go down the toilet. I mean, Donald Trump went to Wharton Business School at Penn. Say what you want about the guy. I'm not here to defend him or promote him one way or another. I'm just saying, look, if I, you know, my kids want to get into the Everyday Saturday empire, oh, it's going to be an empire by the time my kids are that age, man. Or I may be broke from buying all the different apparatuses with braces and then the car and the car insurance and everything that comes with that. Don't even get me started, man. This is a motivational show, right? But, hey, they're going to have to pay their dues, man. You know, they're not just stepping into the family business or the real estate rentals I run and things like that if they don't understand, you know, what net income means or expenses minus gross income and things like that. If we're getting what appraisals, depreciation, appreciation, the difference between all those things. So if you're a rookie just starting out, you know, let's hit on what Nate's talking about. We're going to highlight Nate on today's show. I wasn't even going to talk about this. I had something completely different. Thank God I've already forgot what I was going to talk about today. Because I'm honing in on this message right now about being a rookie. Yeah, I've got on the phone with a lot of people. I'm doing a 4-week mastermind starting next week. And part of the mastermind bonus was I'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes. I bet I've done 12 calls so far. Great people, man, trying to find out what makes entrepreneurs tick. That's ultimately why, you know, we do these mastermind sessions because we want to know, man, what makes people tick? What do you want to know more about? Like, what is it that gets you going? And a lot of people, they're kind of out there, you know, paddling around in the shallow end of the pool, and they're trying to figure out, well, why I'm going around in circles, and I can't get over to the deep end where all the players are, and I'm not making any money and things like that. It's, you know, when you're a rookie and you're first starting out, think about that, man. It's like you're drinking out of a fire hose. You know what I mean? Like, you got all this coming at you. Let's just take the online world, for example. Just to get a website, a blog, any type of online presence out there, things that you got going on, it feels like it's a lot of work, you know? But that's why you delegate that stuff. That's why you find people who know how to do it. They can do it inexpensively, and you harness their passion. But even if you can't afford to pay somebody to do it, it's not like you don't know how to do it. And here it is. Even if you don't know how, it's not like you can't find out how to do it. For example, you want to start a blog? Go to a domain service. I use Namecheap. You can go to Bluehost. Go anywhere. Buy a domain name. Once you got that domain name, go to a hosting service, HostGator, Bluehost, something like that, and then just set up a WordPress blog. It literally takes 5 minutes to do it. You're up and running. And by the way, I run my website in WordPress. New York Times runs their website in WordPress. Millions and millions of businesses run their business on WordPress. So it's not just a blog. You can build a website out of it in due time. You know, you can put one building block on top of the other. Why don't you head over to Fiverr, fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R, and see if someone will build a web page for you for $5, $10, $20. Oh, Sam, I'm not going to just spend $5. This is my website. Yeah, okay, look, dude, here's the deal with that, okay? When you're first starting out, if you don't have a lot of money, don't blow it on a website. You know what that's like? It's like buying a Mercedes 500 series because why? Not about you. It's all about everybody else. Hey, look at what Sam's driving. Wow, it's for them, man. It's for them to get all geeked out about your new car, your new website. And you know what? If it ain't making you money and it's not driving traffic and you're not selling products, why spend a lot of money on it? Well, I think one of the worst things I did when I first got going in the entrepreneurial world, online that is, the worst thing I did was blow $3,000, more than that, on designing and launching EverydaySaturday.com. It was 2006. It was February. I was fresh out of a bankruptcy, had some cash saved up, and I just blew it, man. I blew it on a website. It looked amazing. I remember meeting these guys, nice guys. I'm not saying they weren't good guys. It's not like they were sharks. It just, I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, I was referred. I'm like, boy, I really got to build a website, you know. And I was telling a guy at work, I was stuck in cubicle hell back then. And a guy's like, hey, I just had a website built, and a friend of mine, an acquaintance, some guy I know, builds them. And he works at P&G, Procter & Gamble. And on the side, he builds websites. I'm like, oh, cool. And yeah, he's really good. I'm like, oh, that should have been my first clue. He's really good. Translation, he's really expensive. Yeah, no, he's really good. He works in the brand management department at Procter & Gamble. Like, he designs all the brands and things like that. So, and he works with a programmer, and together they'll be, I'm like, whoa, hey, no expense is too much for my Everyday is Saturday brand. It's ego, man. It's just ego. I was letting ego get in the way of my decisions, which every entrepreneur does at some point in time. Every person does at some point in time. So I met him at First Watch, which is a breakfast place here downtown Cincinnati. Okay, I told him the whole vision for Every Day is Saturday. You know, it's about my daughter, Madeline, who used to ask, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? And, oh, this is such a powerful story. And those guys are eating it up, man. They're like, a cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, wow, this guy's really emotionally involved in his brand. This is great. This is great. Like, all right, well, hey, thanks for sharing. And they kept going back and forth to each other. Wow, doesn't that sound great? Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Oh, imagine what we can do with that. So what do we do next? Well, we schedule a photo shoot. Imagine that. Bring the whole family down to this warehouse, and this professional photographer was taking pictures of me, of Madeline, of our family. I mean, it was just crazy. So that was $500. And then we get the photos back, and I meet these guys at First Watch again about 2 weeks later, and they have storyboards, like 5-6 foot long storyboards they bring into the restaurant. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy, man. And I'm starting to think, okay, this is going to add up to some money. I kind of knew they gave me a quote. It's going to be like, just to think of what the site was going to look like, just like the thought part of it, was going to be $1,000, you know? And I'm telling you all these because of Nate's tweet, you know, as a rookie starting out, don't spend money like I did like this. So, to keep going with this, because the story keeps getting worse, it seems. But it was my brand, man. And I don't apologize for spending money on it. It was just, I didn't know. You know why I didn't know? I didn't know anybody that had done this before. As stupid as that sounds, I didn't know anybody that had launched a business on a shoestring budget, going after their passion, trying to make something happen while still in his job. I didn't know anybody. I'm not sure that that person existed in 2006 in Cincinnati, Ohio. Keep in mind, I mean, The four-hour work week wasn't out. Facebook wasn't around. YouTube wasn't really, you know, that big of a deal. Nobody even, I had never even heard of YouTube. I didn't even start. I didn't even put my first video on YouTube until April of 2007. I didn't join Facebook till 2008, maybe 2007. But what I'm trying to say is, you know how we all kind of just like outsource everything and we do stuff on the cheap? I mentioned Fiverr, getting something done for $5 and things. None of that stuff existed. Elance was kind of around a little bit then, but the whole mentality, it just 8 years, man. Just in 8 years, the whole landscape of online marketing has changed. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but if you're somebody that's just starting out in business right now and you've got a powerful dream, let me tell you something. You can match that enthusiasm with somebody else's passion who wants to help you get there, and you don't got to spend what I did. So finally, we got done with the ideation process. That's a big word. Look that one up. Ideation process of Every Day is Saturday. And we launched it in June or July of 2006. The site went live. Looked great. I was out $3,500. But I don't regret paying that money. It was a learning experience because you're going to spend money. You're just going to. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to spend money on something. It's not going to work. And you're going to say, am I going to stick with this or am I giving up? And you're going to ask yourself that question a lot. You know, whether you want to admit you're asking yourself that question in public, I'll admit it on a podcast that goes out to hundreds and thousands of people. I thought a lot about that when I first got it started. You know, nobody's going to say that. No entrepreneur is going to say, they're going to say, I stuck with it. Hey, look. You know, when you're in a job and you're trying to launch a brand and a product and you're spending money and there's not a lot of money coming in. Oh, by the way, you're bankrupt. Oh, by the way, you just had your third kid under the age of five. I mean, come on, man. Sure, that stuff plays on your mind. You lay awake at night. You wonder, what the hell did I get myself into? I mean, this is big. This isn't like, am I going to go, you know, do I want to move from the sales department to the marketing department? This isn't even as big as something like, do I want to leave my job to go get another, you know, similar paying job in a better area? No, this is freaking going for it, man. This is saying I'm giving up everything that I've ever done for most of my adult life, never to be cashing a check again, never to work for anybody else, man. I'm burning the boats behind me. We're on the island and we're going to fight. That's big, dude. I mean, that is so huge. To say that, you know, have other, I laugh when people say, oh no, I never thought about giving up. You're lying. I did. I'll tell you, you know, there was a few times I thought, this sucks, man. I mean, I'm not making any money. I'm speaking all around my city and all around the state of Ohio. And I told you the story last week where I drove to Rockford 8 hours. But something kept, you know what kept burning me and why I wanted to do it. And it was this huge vision I had. And it was just like, I know if I stay in it, I'm sure. Here's what I had. I had examples of people that I would Google who were other speakers that are in my niche, other marketers that are selling information online, other people that are having their own live events, their own boot camps and things like that. And I said, if they can do it, I can do it. If they can do it, I can do it. And now I tell people that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. You know, I mean, what am I doing that's different than what you want to do? You know, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything different than what you want to do. The only thing that I did do is I didn't give up. I wanted to, but I couldn't live with myself because my dream was that big. My why was that big. Look, my why was powerful, man. It still is. It's about being a family man, a dad. Am I perfect? No, nobody is. Am I a perfect dad? No. Do I lose it with my kids at night when I'm tired? And, you know, I go to bed about 9:30, right? You guys know I get up about 4 in the morning. So my kids aren't going to bed and it's bath night. And this is horrible to say. I got to share it, though. Because I'm as transparent as a glass of water. You know when you turn the clocks back an hour? And I know you parents do this too, so don't even act like you're holier than thou. You know, in the East Coast here, it gets dark at like, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock at night in December because you turn the clocks back an hour and winter's here and it's dark. Isn't that awesome? Because your young kids think it's like midnight and they go to bed at, you know, 7. You know you do it. Don't even act like you don't do it. The problem is, where I live in Cincinnati, we are about, oh God, I don't know, we might be an hour away from Central Time in Indiana. So we're right on the cusp. My sister, she comes out here, she's like, I cannot go to sleep before 10 o'clock because the sun's still out. And it is, like in the middle of June, the sun's out till about 10 o'clock at night because we're almost on that Central Time zone. So it's a challenge in the night to put your kids down to sleep before the sun goes down, even though it's a school night, it's the first week of June. It's like, hey, honey, you got to go to bed. But, Daddy, the sun's still out. It looks like it's daytime. I'm like, yeah, oh, God, See, everybody complains about wintertime, but if you got kids, you can tell them, hey, look, hey, daddy, it's not my bedtime. The clock says 7 o'clock. Honey, do you really believe it's only 7? Look at it outside. Pitch black dark. It's got to be close to midnight. The clock's wrong. Come on, let's go. Let's get to bed. But the thing is, man, you can't give up. You got to stay in the game. And people who aren't truthful about that, they're just kidding themselves. Or they forgot. It was so long ago that they just don't even remember how tough it was and what those limiting beliefs and those thoughts were. But you know what it was, man? It was sharing the journey and finding people online that were doing what I wanted to do. And I found people who were really successful that were doing what I wanted to do. And then I found people that were in the process. And that's kind of where you are right now. You know, if you're somebody that's building a business, building a dream, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. The only thing that matters is you got to love what you're doing. I mean, you really got to love it. I love doing this, man. I love it. I love the tweets. Hit me up, at Sam Crowley. Literally, I'll get a tweet on my phone at 7 at night. I'll retweet and favorite right away. I love it, man, because, damn it, I just don't take it for granted. I never take it for granted. I'm as hungry now as I was 10 years ago. I'm probably hungrier as far as wanting to get a message out there, wanting to communicate with as many people as I possibly can, wanting to have live events with thousands of screaming people there that are all shouting, I want my Saturday. You know, I'm as hungry now as I've ever been. And so if somebody sends me a message on Twitter, Facebook, something like that, Twitter, I definitely just automatically, I'm just programmed. I don't want to take it for granted, man. I don't want to take any of the fans for granted. I don't want to take any of the listeners, subscribers for granted. And you shouldn't either. You know, a lot of people, they get to a certain point in their business and they take a deep breath. And they're like, well, I mean, they'll send me money anyway. They love me. No, they don't. You know, in this day and age, when you're marketing online and offline, there's a lot of different choices. And you're going to have problem customers. It's okay to fire your customers. It's perfectly okay. The bad ones, you know what I mean? Like the ones, 10% of your people that are taking up 90% of your time. Yeah, it's okay to get rid of them. I'm talking about the good fans, the loyal followers, the people that were there for you when nobody else was. Don't forget about those people, man. That's what I hope never happens to me. I guard against getting complacent all the time. I'm always trying to create new experiences and new products and new things for my audience, and you need to do that as well. And when you're in the process, find other people that are in the process and go through it together. Find a positive, motivated individual who they're not, you know, making $1 million a month. Heck, they may not even be making a few thousand dollars a month. But you know what they're making? They're making a difference. You know, they're a rookie, like we talked about at the beginning of the show. Nate, thanks for the tweet, by the way, Nate. We highlighted you today, buddy. Being a rookie at 30 years old, hell, being a rookie at 60 years old, it's perfectly okay. Lose the rookie moniker because you're in the game now, man. You've entered a place now where very few people are willing to go. And I'll tell you, man, if you're in a job right now and then you get to that spot where you're going to quit that job, you got to swallow hard and you got to take a deep breath and you got to say, you know, I was built for greatness. I mean, I was built for way more than this. I wasn't built for wages. I wasn't built for a couple of days off a week just so I can work another 5. I wasn't built for overtime unless I'm doing it in my business and my job. And I sure as hell wasn't built to build somebody else's dream. You know what I mean? When you start thinking like that and you start empowering yourself with those types of words, you'll find it inside of you to never, ever, ever, ever give up. I mean, it's not even an option. Not even close. I would never give up this microphone. You're going to have to pry this thing out of my dead hands, man, because when I launched this thing 10 years ago, I said I am going to be the number one international motivational speaker changing lives worldwide. And every day, I work towards it. I want to thank you for helping me do that. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.